What is the first question on the news quiz this evening?
All right. In a speech on Wednesday.
By the way, hold on. Do you have your bell and your buzzer set? Because we have been taking shit on another podcast on that little fatty cast. Big Fatty had the gall to compare our sound issues with their sound issues. And let me tell you.
I don't think we have sound issues. I just say.
We don't. Sometimes there's a small delay when Adam forgets to flip a switch, whatever. But you got your bell, right? You got your bell? There we go. All right. What is the first question, Adam?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty have been taking shit on another podcast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3558 of the BFO for right the 24th of September 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and maybe some voice letters, Big Fatty.
California, here I come, right back where I started from.
Hello, first timers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your right day is going well. Y'all, your first timers today, because y'all, today, 5:25 p.m. in the afternoon, Big Fatty will be getting on the Aeroplano, which we all know is the aluminium tube of death. And I'll be flying for the first time since the pandemic started out to the California, eh? Y'all, I'll be arriving in the San Diego at 9-something p.m. in the evening. Specific time, Big Fatty.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend on Saturday, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, this person unsubscribed years ago. Well, that's true, but, They still get important updates from their second cousin twice removed in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, never met this person face to face, but one of these days, I believe the Howdy Do Pancake Boys have met this person face to face, and I believe that Hendrick, who used to live over there in the Cologne, the perfume, German Mexico, y'all, I believe he met this person face to face. Y'all, I am talking about the second cousin twice removed of the one and only Kimber Beaver. Y'all, it's Michael in Stuttgart. Big Betty, we love Michael in Stuttgart. Even though he doesn't listen, but anyway, but if he's anything like his cousin, he's good people. Big Fatty, you should ask his cousin what she thinks. Well, anyway, y'all tell what that is in a minute. But y'all, I don't know if Michael in Stuttgart is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I know Miss Beaver. She used to be on them. I think Miss Beaver is on them. So y'all, if you see Michael in Stuttgart or that Kim Beaver, wish Michael a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Kiss me, buddy! In good spirits, it does indeed. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all had kind of an impromptu Friday at Fatty's. Yes, we've got it since it was Wednesday. It's true. Young Jonathan had big news to share with the group, and y'all, everybody was here. We had Mr. Pickle, we had Ryan, we had Jonathan, we had young Nicholas, we had Durwood, Big Fatty was here. And y'all, Granny couldn't make it. I'm not sure why, but he couldn't make it. But y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and reveal the big news to everyone. Big Fatty, do it! This just into the BFO Jonathan Update Desk. Jonathan has decided to enlist in the United States Army. Big Fatty, in fact, he's already cut his hair. Big Fatty Horncup's gonna be sad. Well, you too. Yeah, I see. So, y'all, that was the big news that everybody got. Y'all, we had a few cocktails and some gourmet pizza rolls from the Von's East. And, y'all, it was just it was a nice little get-together. Everybody was in a good mood and everything. And we all congratulated Jonathan on his new adventure. Y'all, he'll be going in right before Thanksgiving. He's now spending his time going to the gymnatorium and doing the running and getting in shape. Big Fatty. So that was the big thing. Y'all watched the Survivor. I watched the Survivor, the 2-hour season premiere, and y'all, it's hard this year, big, very vulgar, and y'all, then I watched that Big Brother, y'all, I was up to 11 p.m. in the evening, but when it came, I was out like a light. Yeah, I woke up about 6:20 a.m. in the morning, but got up and, got the newspaper. Y'all, the cool front has moved through, although we still got the humidity because I was, it was still high humid. Big, baby, that's because you live in Fat Acres. Well, that's true. And y'all, I went back to bed and y'all, I didn't get out of the bed till about, I don't know. It was probably about 8:30 or 8:40. So y'all, I was able to get a little more sleep. Got up. I had my brufkas. What did I have for brufkas? Y'all, I didn't have anything for brufkas. That's what I had for brufkas. No, I had an English muffin. And my coffee, did the Sudoku, didn't have any problems with it, messed up a couple of little numbers, but was able to fix it, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did not only the Big Circle, but I did Fat Acres, y'all, because I wanted to get a count of the gay Kremlin decorations before I fly out of here. Y'all, 39 houses have either fall or Halloween-y decorations up. Y'all, here on the on the 23rd of September 8th. So y'all can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get back. But anyway, y'all, after the morning nipple walk, y'all, I got my shirt that I was off. I was off to get the hairs cut. Y'all, it was a lovely, just a lovely haircut. Y'all, y'all, if you don't like a good haircut, what's wrong with you? And y'all came back and, oh, y'all, I used that coupon for the buy one, get one free. Y'all, I was going to get at the Hardee's, the Carl's Jr. Out there on the left coast. Y'all, they did. I was going to get the chicken and waffles sandwich, but they were out of the waffles. So I got just the regular chicken sandwich and had that for my lunch and came back here to the villa, and y'all made cheese cookeries. Gonna take those as a little hostess gift for the hostess with the mostess. And then what did I? And then what have I done? Oh, and y'all, then y'all, I was off to have supper and drinks with Olive. Y'all, as of Thursday, Olive's been in the new retirement community a month. It's been a month. And y'all couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And but y'all, it's we had a lovely, lovely dinner. Y'all, we had the open face steak sandwich, and it came with the French fried potatoes. And y'all, I'm telling you, I believe they took a lesson from the Capri Lounge when it comes to running low on mixers. But y'all, is just y'all, as I told Olive, no one has ever complained about a drink being too strong, and trust me, from the noise that was coming out of the bar area, the pub, they call it the pub, they were all feeling no pain. Big Freddy. Y'all, then I came back home here to the villa, and I am recording a little show. And then y'all, I'm going to be watching Big Brother for the live evacuation. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's fucking Dan. Remember me? I'm that producer over at Gage Podcast. It's been a while. Anyway, I was catching up on your little show, and I heard you talking about your HP computer and your printer, and you said you got a great deal on ink where they send it to you automatically, but only when you need it. Then you said they sent you ink even though you don't need it. So when your printer tells the inner tubes that you're out of ink, they're going to send you more ink, even though you've got extra ink. That's how they get you, Big Fatty. That's how they get you. Watch out for those scammers. They prey on the elderly. Love you, Fatty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is fucking Dan from the Gayish Little Show. Y'all, they were out in Yak It Up. Big Fatty, were they vomiting? Well, they were yakking it up. Big Fatty, y'all, they went out there twice for some sort of Proud Boys thing or something. I don't know what it was. The Yak It Up, Proud Boys. I don't know what it is. You know, the old people, they get confused. Yes, Big Fatty, boy, do they ever. But fucking Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you're right, it has been too long. But yeah, I was a little surprised by that also, except that they also, when I bought the Printra, which I believe is how you pronounce it, Big Fatty, what is he coming up with his own language? Well, you know, Printra, okay, I don't know where that came from. When they sent the ink for the Printra that I use on the computer, they also, when I bought the Printra, they included a $25 coupon. So I think that the $25 coupon was for the first dump of ink. Bleh, I didn't know ink took a dump. Well, now you know. So but you do bring up a good point. I'm gonna have to keep an eye on it, because you're right. That is how they get you. But you know, Dan, I'm supposed to be getting free ink for 11 months if I need it, and so I'll take it. If they want to keep sending it to me, I'll take it. But it's free ink for 11 months, I think is what it was. So anyway, but Dan, thank you so much. And I meant to write down what was it called? There was some sort of festival, Volga Festival, that it was. I don't know. I think it was the Stinky Armpit Festival that I can't remember the name of it, but maybe you could just send that to me so I can pass a wet Big Fatty. We don't need to know who you're going to pass it along to. You pass enough gas. You don't need to pass anything else. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, just a couple of things. Y'all, just to let you know, I do plan to do little shows every day as I'm coming across country. And, but if one doesn't show up one day, don't worry. You know, it'll happen. But that is the plan right now. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, I had a testimonium from my Northeast Straight Jenny, saying, oh, it's the perfect day for me to start listening to the little shows again. Y'all, now, I thought that was in conjunction with the fact that Big Fatty had two gentlemen callers that day. But y'all, I believe that it may have been that he started re-listening on the day that he learned that he was the winner chicken dinner of the Kathy Bacon Tummy Tingles contest. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's the last weekend of September. Y'all, next for right, will be the 1th of October. And y'all, you know, that's the month of Gay Grandma. Big Fatty, we know. We've seen the decorations in Fat Acres. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, only one of them listens. But, Daniel, is there anything that is troubling you about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty have been taking shit on another podcast.
Oh, Big Fatty, do you think that other podcast might be one that likes to have fake views?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.